Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan. How are you this morning?
Fantastic.
Well, I knew that. Why did I even ask?
Well, just to be polite, I'm sure.
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, yes. It was an effort, but I made it.
Hey, I'm calling you about how to make delegation liberating and rewarding. Wow, this sounds like a business article. Oh.
Sorry.
And, you know, surprisingly enough, it's almost all about business. And I'm quite sure that anyone who is a manager currently would really benefit from reading this article. But that's not the point you're trying to make. And I'm hoping we can shine a little bit more light on the point that you are trying to make, which is...
Uh-oh. In other words, I didn't make the point very clearly. Is that what you're saying to me?
No. You made the point very clearly. It's right down at the bottom of the article. And what I'm hoping you can do is expand on it a little bit by giving an example. So what you said here, you talk about integration of the mind and... turning over or delegating to Megami, which is what you call the other than conscious parts of yourself.
Well, it's the, I call the, what I refer to as the personal supervisor of all the other parts. Kind of crazy. It's a convoluted way of looking at things, but it's the way I do it, so...
Well, that's okay. Whatever works for you. I tend to shy away from those hierarchical structures, but that's me, and perhaps it's just because I'm rebellious by nature. What I was hoping for was that you could give me an example of some of the things that you've turned over to Megami, and what's the result of turning it over? Like, what happened?
I'd love to. Let's see, what's the example I used? Did I use any example in that, or did I just pontificate?
Just pontificated.
How dare I pontificate? I'm not even a pontiff. Huh. Okay.
Well, maybe you could start this time.
Well, I'm honing in right now on something I do at the gym.
Okay.
And for an example, today I just broke an old record, and my records are so meaningless because they would be so low in anybody else's estimate. But as you know, I generally run between 7 and 12 miles every other day, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the... what I have delegated the responsibility to Megami is that I don't want to do anything to be injurious to my health. And that if, and this is a point that needs to really be emphasized, it's so easy for the conscious mind to interfere with the optimum of the unconscious parts of the mind. And that's why I said in the book, and it's something that would just come out naturally in the You Without Limits workshops, is that there has to be a loving relationship. And what the conscious mind, and most of the self-help or personal development people out there today, kind of seem to me, now this is just my view, they seem to set the two at enmity. And what I tried to get across in integration of the mind is that there needs to be a loving, cooperative relationship between the two. And what happens is it's so easy, if you don't understand the concept I'm coming at it from, so easy for the conscious to interfere with the natural inclination of the subconscious to do everything efficiently. I want to jump ahead to an article I had sent to you, but you won't let me do that. Okay, anyway, my example was the gym. And I'm going to sneak in the other one, but I'm not going to tell you when I do it. I'm just going to do it. But at the gym, I set out a goal that I would like to do, but my instruction to the subconscious is lovingly, and this is really going to sound stupid to a lot of people, but it's true, I lovingly treat the subconscious part of my mind as a separate entity. And I think I referred to this not too long ago as duality, but so be it. I literally tell it, look, this is what I want to do, but you got to be in command of this. I'm so stupid, it is my thinking. I'm so stupid that I would try to set all kinds of ridiculous goals that don't fit another underlying goal of mine, which is to stay healthy. And it's easy to screw up, you know. So I just say, you know, this, you kind of show me what to do here, making me, I want to do this, but, you know, I don't want hard lessons, and I don't want to have pains or, you know, have a overtax my heart or raise my blood pressure or any other nonsensical things that my conscious mind would get me into if I just set goals consciously. So I let mega me dictate, and I don't try to second guess it. This is just what I want to accomplish at some point when I'm ready to do this physically as well as mentally, and you just take control here. And that's how I do it. And so, like today, I had said, and I mean this, just the way I'm saying it, lovingly and respectfully, just like I would anybody that, like, worked for me. You don't get the best out of an employee, particularly when that employee is better than you are at so many things, without getting into a whole list of things. But the subconscious, it's proven. It is just so much more powerful than the conscious mind is. So anyway, I broke a record this morning effortlessly, and it was kind of wild because it was quite a big step for me, but it was effortless. And you know what happened when I broke the record? I said, conscious with my conscious mind, I directed it toward making me and said, wow, thank you. Fantastic performance. And I meant it, and I did it lovingly and appreciatively, and it's like Mega Me just stood there and appreciated being praised. Crazy, huh? So that's an example. Does that work?
Yeah, it sure took you a long time to spit that out. I mean, boy, I just was
shut up.
Example, not a book, but
so we have to. Why do you call me and interview me to get my input and then criticize what I do?
Give me another one. One more.
Okay, quickly. And this was precipitated, actually, by my wife. She showed me something and said it was something on her screen on her little computer that showed a bunch of numbers and stuff mixed in with words that would tend to make anybody unable to read it. And that was the point of it, of learning how to, you know, shut off some parts of your mind. And I said, there you go, sweetie. That's what I've been trying to tell you about using your subconscious. I can read it quickly, you know, and did, and proved it to her. Because it's just training the conscious mind not to interfere. You can speed read. I mean, move your reading from the average of 200 to 300 words a minute, silent reading, you know, up to well over 1,000 words per minute with much better comprehension, almost 100% comprehension by using any number of speed reading courses that are out there. You know, if there were to do, and the bottom line is, you simply have to know how to turn off the conscious mind, because it's the conscious mind that's getting in the way of doing it. How's that for an example?
Perfect. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Okay. Sorry. That one didn't take quite as long.
Well, it was a lot better, yeah.
See, you were being critical, but deservedly so.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks for your time today. Have a
hey, that's it? All right.
Well,
then say goodbye, Ryan.
Goodbye, Ryan.
Hey, love you, man. Bye-bye.
You too.